Hollywood, of course, can't get enough of this stuff.
And then I felt it.
Earlier this year, the movie Limitless featured Bradley Cooper as a blocked, unsuccessful novelist who gets a hold of a secret new drug, a pill that allows him suddenly to use 100% of his brain. His life is transformed. Among other amazing mental powers, he's now able to tap into and use every memory in his brain.
I was blind, but now I see.
Real neuroscience is making some staggering leaps, and we sent Sally Herships out to explore the frontier of memory research.
Before we get to memory, let's talk about plastic surgery for a second. The nose jobs and tummy tucks that are so common today got their start on the battlefield.
Where that started was really in the First World War.
Anjan Chatterjee teaches neurology at the University of Pennsylvania. He told me soldiers were surviving disfiguring injuries, so doctors started figuring out how to reconstruct their faces. Fast forward a few decades.
What started out as a medical intervention for reconstructive purposes started to be used in healthy people.
And that's how it goes with a lot of medical technologies. Therapy for the sick becomes enhancement for the healthy. Chatterjee sees it in his field. He calls the phenomenon cosmetic neurology.
Back in the 70s, when I was in college, it used to be that people took drugs to check out, and now they take drugs to check in.
Like Adderall. It's supposed to help with ADHD, but college kids, maybe as many as 25% of them, are using it without a prescription. They say it helps them sharpen focus and concentration, giving them a competitive edge, as easy as popping a pill. But what if improving memory was even easier? So you're talking about putting hardware into our brains.
That's exactly right. And actually not putting the hardware so much in the brain, but yes, putting electrodes into the brain.
Ted Berger teaches biomedical engineering at the University of Southern California. He's trying to help patients with memory loss, like his mom. She had a series of strokes and suffered brain damage. She was no longer able to create new memories. His research has to do with how one part of the brain, the hippocampus, transforms thoughts into memories, although we don't know exactly what the hippocampus does.
Whatever it does, it transforms them in such a way that they become long-term memories. They're capable of being stored somewhere else in the brain. If they're not transformed the way the hippocampus transforms them, then you can't store it. That's what it boils down to.
Ted Berger wants to build a device that would act as an artificial hippocampus. Right now, it's still in the research phase. Berger is working with rats. But here's the idea. The device has two parts. The electrodes he mentioned would go in your brain. They'd record memories as you create them in the form of electrical signals. Then they'd send the information to a tiny microchip hidden under the skin on your skull. People with long-term memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia patients would be able to use Berger's artificial hippocampus instead of their own.
You can connect our microchip so that it plugs into the hippocampus the right way. So now it can go back to transforming inputs into the right kind of outputs so they can become long-term memory.
Again, this is still experimental, years away from being used in humans. What Berger is doing right now is teaching rats a new task, like how to push a lever. While they're learning, he's recording the activity in their brains. When neurons in the brain, rodent or human, do work, they give off electrical signals, kind of like Morse code.
So if you connect it to a speaker, it'll have a sound. Just bup, 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 bup.
What you're listening to now is the sound of a rat's memory.
When you're hearing, bup, 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 that's a low, we color that with a low blue.
And if the output is high, then it's colored more of an orange and red.
So you can see these streams of blue, green, orange, red, blue, blue, red, blue, coming out of each one of these neurons. And so you have the space-time color code, which represents the actual memory for a given event.
I am... that is like the coolest thing ever.
It is cool. Wow. Sometimes we stop being scientists and go, wow, that's cool. You can't help it.
Any more than you can help being yourself, which is maybe why people are so freaked out by the idea of tinkering with memory. Berger's research is directed towards therapy. But if it works, will someone one day find a way to make therapy into enhancement?
What was that series of Matt Damon movies where he's sort of a programmed...
Yes, great movies.
Yeah.
Why can't I remember the name?
I don't know. No,
we need your... Really... It is pretty appropriate that neither of us can remember.
You know the one I'm talking about where he's a professional
yes.
killer and
a professional hitman,
and his memory
yes.
has been completely altered, right?
That's right.
Finally, we Googled it. We're talking about the Bourne identity. The main character is a CIA assassin. His entire identity is a series of false memories implanted by the government.
Now I want to know what happened in Marseille.
I don't remember what happened in Marseille.
This is unacceptable, soldier. You hear me? You failed.
Unacceptable?
You failed, and you're going to tell me why.
I can't tell you. I can't. I don't remember.
Berger says that his research could never lead to a Bourne scenario. There's no way it could implant a memory. Good thing, right?
Who we are is in large part defined by what we remember, and because we respond to what we remember, it controls our behavior in a lot of different ways. Could someone insert new memories into me or into someone else? No. I mean, I don't want to wake up one day with somebody else's memories. I want my own, thank you.
But Ted Berger doesn't know any better than the rest of us where his research might lead a decade or two from now. Maybe the CIA will try someday to program a super assassin. But I bet I know who's going to beat them to the punch. A college kid who hasn't started Moby Dick. And the final is tomorrow. For Studio 360, I'm Sally Herships.